All right. Hey guys, welcome. Let's see, who do we have on so far? Erica. Hello, Miss Erica. Good to see you here. Always punctual, always here, always loyal. I love it. I love it. Hey, just for fun, Erica, what book have you gifted to a lot of people? Is there a book that comes to mind that you're like, man, I bought that for quite a few, even if it's just been two or three people? There's always that book, right? It's like, maybe you've given a few different ones, but there's one or two that you, it's so good, you can't think of it. I love it. Hey, Ruthie, welcome. Douglas Copeland, yeah, okay. Long time no see. I know, Ruthie. It feels like it's been a while. I don't know why. So we're just having a little fun while we're waiting for everybody. Curious, is there a book you've gifted to a lot of people? And by a lot, I mean like more than one, right? Is there a book that you just love to give away or to recommend? Erica, oh, Embracing Your Potential. Yeah. You know, I haven't read that book. It's been recommended. I've heard about it many times. I know it's supposed to be a good book. The Bullet Journal Method. Hey, Laura, good to see you here. Bullet Journal. Ooh, I love the sound of that. Who's that by, Laura? I know it sounds familiar. Is that it? I don't think that's James Clear, is it? I don't think it is, but. So Ruthie, yeah, I forgot to put the momentum calls in your calendar. Oh man, I don't know. I don't know what we're gonna do with you. Profit First. Yes, it's a great one. Gosh, it's one of those books where, right, you just find yourself saying, oh, wait a minute, I gotta stop right here. And I got to start implementing as I go. And I remember mine was just like all folded like crazy because I had it on my desk as I was doing some of this stuff. Ryder Carroll. Okay. It's not the one I was thinking, Laura, but it sounds really cool. He does. Yeah, he does say, look, it's implement as you go. By the way, have you guys read his newer book, Clockwork? It's excellent. Really good. Kind of along the same lines, Profit First. Really good stuff in there. And same thing, you want to implement as you go. Think and Grow Rich. It's a classic. I still have my original copy from 1991. A little paperback. All the pages are yellow. All right, let's see. Hey, Lee. Good to see you here. We're just having a little fun talking about books. There's a book you've gifted to a lot of people or to a few people. One of those, you know, kind of like standbys that you love to give away because it was so useful or inspirational or entertaining. And Kelly, hey, Kelly, welcome. All right, so let's see who we got. We got Erica, Kelly, Laura, Lee, Ruthie. All right, good stuff. I think we're going to go ahead and get started. So let's move this along. Let's get going. Hey, it's been a couple weeks, and I know for some of you it's been even more than that. So would love to catch up, start with on a positive note. If you could do me a favor, just type in that capital W in the chat area and just share a win. Anything, big or small. As I said before, it doesn't have to be anything monumental. It could be just something you feel good about. You're making progress somewhere. You got a breakthrough. You got an idea. Something sounds promising right now. You got a response from a great prospect that you've been meaning to contact. And, you know, you're still very early in the process, but at least they responded. So let us know. Always great to see what everybody's up to and how you're making progress. Plus, let's face it, it becomes kind of an incentive. I don't know about you, but sometimes my competitive spirit says, you know what, next call, I'm going to do this thing because I want to be able to share this win. All right. Laura says, my LOI blitz has resulted so far in one pilot project, two proposals out, and two calls scheduled for later this week. I love it. Laura, you do not mess around, sister. You got right on that. Love that. That's fantastic. Erica says, my new client in my new niche, I love the series of stories that I wrote for her. Hey, that's fantastic. Good for you, Erica. Congrats. Kelly says, her win, someone who I reached out to through warm email prospecting, asked to connect in June. There you go. Right? To get that, it's like, wow, that's great. I started something. I got a positive response. I got a, hopefully you got a note, right? A reminder to reach out in June. Lee says, I just submitted my first project to a new client I've been nurturing since last year. Man, talk about the power of nurturing your not yet ready prospects, right, Lee? Good for you. Way to go. Ruthie, I've managed to meet my marketing plan goals so far. Congratulations. That's great. Be very disciplined. I admire that about you, Ruthie. Good stuff. All right. So, hey, great wins, guys. Good, very inspiring. And I'm curious, what is everyone working on right now in terms of our work together? If you could let me know by putting in a P for project in the chat area. And what is your focus? What's been your focus lately? Are you reworking positioning? Are you focused on prospecting? Are you working on generating inbound prospects, working on attracting prospects to you? Working on cash flow, working on pricing, retainers. What's your focus currently? Maybe your biggest focus. All right. Lee says she is working on warm emailing and following up. There you go. When in doubt, send out some warm emails, right? Kelly, second module of Content Multiplier course. Oh, good stuff. Yeah. Good stuff. Hopefully you're finding that helpful. Laura is prospecting to bring in some quick cash. I love the sound of that. There you go. Let's bring the cash in, right? Give yourself a little bit of runway so you can then work on longer term stuff. That's very smart of you. Erica is focusing on web positioning and productivity. Excellent. Ruthie says, well, I've managed to meet my marketing plan goals so far. I'm still trying to work out a routine to make it more part of my day, prioritizing it instead of leaving it for when I have nothing else to do. Yeah. There you go. When it becomes a, you know, when I have time, when I have nothing else to do, that just never happens, right? I mean, rarely happens. So that's, I'm with you. And I know, I get it. Like sometimes you just don't feel or you don't want to be locked into something. But that's how things get done. I know if people are depending on me or if I've written it down or I've scheduled it and treated it like a doctor's appointment, then it has a much higher chance of getting done as opposed to, yeah, I'm going to get to that. In fact, right before this call, I made myself a note. This thing, since last week, I've been saying, yeah, I'm going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. It just hasn't made my list of projects. So finally, tomorrow, I scheduled the first two or three steps of that project. So that way, okay, great. I don't have to overthink it. I got to get started. Ruthie says, yeah, I love to do my own writing, but I don't prioritize myself. Yeah, it's your top client, right? If you don't schedule it, it just doesn't get done. And, you know, you just got to find what works for you, Ruthie. And because sometimes it just feels like maybe it's a lower priority thing. Sometimes it could be a little overwhelming. Sometimes it feels like, well, no, it's not that I don't want to prioritize it. It just like feels maybe like too much for me. Then that's fine. Then, you know, the way to get in is just schedule 30 minutes, you know, 30 minutes, and then know exactly before you go into that 30-minute session what you're going to be working on. Because if you don't have a plan for that 30 minutes, then you're going to spend the first 15 trying to figure it out. So yeah, I know that I'm going to outline these things or outline this particular article, or I'm going to brainstorm ideas for some content or whatever, but have a plan for that small 30-minute block. And if you make it short enough, it's gonna not feel like a lot. You're not gonna feel guilty about it. And sometimes that's how you start developing the habit. Of course, over time, it becomes a habit, and then you don't feel that guilt as much. But at first, I get it. All right. Good stuff, guys. So let's get to some questions and conversations. You know what to do. If you have something you'd like to talk about, just type in a Q in the chat area. Give me an idea of what it is. We'll have a conversation, of course, but the ground rules are pretty straightforward. Keep your question focused and specific. That way I can really help you. The more specific, the better. One question per person. There's plenty of time. We can go through several rounds. I just want to make sure I get to everybody as quickly as possible. I know how it is. You join a call, you don't want to wait 52 minutes for me to get to you. So anything goes. And if you are somewhere where you can't really talk, maybe you're somewhere that's noisy or whatever, let me know too, and then I will not unmute you. But I'd prefer to have a conversation. It's just a lot more productive and helpful. Okay. First question from Laura. She says, I have a call scheduled this week with a prospect that seems promising. Question is, she sent the meeting invite, and I noticed she invited four other people as well, entitled the meeting Freelancer Screen. Okay, I'm a little scared. Any tips on how to keep this on track? Oh, okay. Good stuff. Let me find you here and let's talk. Hey, Laura, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's excellent. Great to reconnect. So, man, it sounds like this is going to be you got to defend your thesis.
I know, right? I was like, oh, okay.
All right. So the advice that I would give you is actually the same whether it was you had one person on the other end or 10 people, okay? You want to lead the call, right? So you want to lead the discussion, and you have to have kind of that checklist, right? Those boxes of things that you want to make sure
Right.
you touch on and you lead. Now, there is a chance like they could really get aggressive and assertive and want to kind of run you through a few things, but the quicker you take the lead, the easier it will be for you to make sure that this doesn't go down a rabbit hole. Okay. You want, of course, let them know. One way, if you know there's going to be several people on, is to let them know that you want to give them plenty of time for questions and all that, but you want to use this opportunity to learn more about what they're thinking, get a better idea of what they want to accomplish, what's getting in their way, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, you want to give an opportunity to ask questions of you as well. So that
Okay.
way they know it's like, well, wait a minute, she's taking charge. We got all these questions. But if you let them know, that there's, of course, an opportunity to do that, then they don't feel like they're going to miss out.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Did you, how long did they schedule that for since she's, it sounds like they sent you the invite, right?
Yeah, let's see. Just a half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's about right.
Yeah.
And just, I think if you have, I know we, so Laura, is part of my boardroom group and, we just met here in Atlanta. We had a 2-day retreat and we went through this in some detail. If you come prepared for that, keeping in mind that the whole idea is not, this is not a script, right? This is really more of a series of checkpoints you're trying to cover. And you want to leave having touched on those checkpoints.
Okay,
Then
so
you're covered. Is it that's a lot less stressful than, oh my gosh, I have this script of questions that I have to ask.
yeah, so even if they get off track and ask me questions in the middle, I just can keep going back to that, to the, points that I need to cover or the questions that I need to cover. Okay.
Exactly. So it's the, how did they find out? Well, I think you approached them, right? Is that
Yeah.
okay? So you know that, but you pick up, you throw in a comment about just to kind of break the ice and establish yourself as a knowledgeable pro. You have a comment there prepared, right? So that kind of gets the conversation warmed up. And then you ask them, you start with challenges, right? You move into obstacles and you go into what they're trying to accomplish. You just want to make sure that you hit all those major points. And I think it's going to be more organic than than you might think, and it may not be as confrontational as it might sound.
Fingers crossed.
How has the dialogue been so far over email?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I thought this would probably be a great prospect, because, I mean, she took a day to get back with me on email, which is nothing. And she was like, you know, apologies for the delayed response. And I was like, wow, you know, she's really thoughtful. Nobody says that, you know. She actually responded really quickly. So anyway, so I felt like she would be great to work with just based on our conversation so far. But the meeting invite just threw me. I was like, oh no, I'm going to be on this like panel of questioners.
So. Oh my gosh. Well, and here's something else that, that always helps me. And I have to work at this pretty hard. And that is, before going in, especially a few minutes before, because you can think about this now, but it's not going to help you until tomorrow. I close my eyes and I tell myself, listen, I'm just going to go into this. I have no idea this is going to be a fit or not. I'm okay with whatever outcome. My goal, what I want to make sure I do come away with, is knowing whether or not they would be a fit and really hoping that they get the same out of this conversation, meaning that they walk away knowing whether or not would be a fit. If it is,
right, okay,
great. You know, we'll continue the dialogue and see where it goes. If it isn't, I'm okay with that. You know, and when you take that pressure off yourself, it's like when you take that pressure off yourself, especially a few minutes before the phone call, the whole vibe of the conversation shifts, and you're not as nervous and anxious, and I think it can be much more effective. I have to work at that, by the way. So this is coming from someone who goes into it like with some anxiety and like, okay, I got to get this outcome, you know. But if you let go of that expectation, and I think you're going to perform better.
Yeah, that's great advice. Yeah, it's just like no attachment to the outcome. I'm going to see how this goes, and yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's right, because like think about in your personal life, every time that you go into an event or a trip or anything like that with these really high expectations, and like, I got to get this outcome. You know, this has got to be an amazing day. have you noticed that it's usually like it rarely meets that expectation? I mean, you may still have a great time, but it's usually the ones where you're like, oh yeah, I'll go. And you're thinking, yeah, it's going to be cool. And then you get there and it's just amazing. And you have
that's
an amazing
so true.
Time. And like all these serendipitous things happened. And so that's because like you just kind of let go. Emotionally, you weren't tied to the specific outcome. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Cool. So that's tomorrow?
Let's see. That is Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd be curious to hear how it went. So
yeah.
Let us know. It's always interesting to see how these things happen. But yeah, take a deep breath. Have that conversation with yourself and just be prepared.
Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely. Good luck. All right. Good stuff. You know, one other thing that I would add too, Laura, is make sure not to put this pressure on yourself. Like, oh my God, what if we put me on the spot for pricing? Don't feel like you have to commit to anything there. You know, it's perfectly okay if you have to think about it. You know, listen, I'm going to get back to you. This is good info. Let me ask you a few questions, or let me think about this, and I'm going to get back to you. And of course, you always want to talk money, right? So, I'm not saying avoid money. I'm saying avoid quoting something right there on the spot that's very precise.
Right. Okay.
You know, so take that off when you can really think about it. And but definitely have the money conversation there at the end.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, that sounds great.
Awesome. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Oh, Yeah. So Ruthie, you've been through this in different settings. I love that. Yeah, that could be nerve wracking. I mean, and sometimes I wonder, and I don't think it's the same thing here. I wouldn't assume this, but if it's meant to be, you know, to intimidate a little bit, I wouldn't think it'd be the same thing here. But I know I've been in situations where the whole meeting was engineered to build their authority and to put you in a lower position, to give themselves leverage, essentially. Yeah, test your reaction under pressure, exactly. I mean, I did martial arts for like a year and a half, and one of the things that I remember that, I mean, if I didn't like it at the time, but it was very effective, was to not talk down to you, but the teacher would put you in very difficult situations and he was a nice guy, but he would not be a nice guy there. And that was very hard for me because I don't like that. You can't afford to freeze up. Yeah, there you go. Test your reaction under pressure. He'd start pushing all the buttons and yeah, he just want to know, hey, you got to remain cool under pressure. So it just takes practice. See, as I'm breathing, I was thinking about it going, oh my gosh, that was stressful. All right, guys, open floor right now. So any questions, anything you want to discuss, anything that's on your mind, I'm here for you. Small group today, which is cool. It's like we're all, you know, in here having some coffee. Anyone have any? I have some green tea too, yeah. Yeah, don't go into that thing jacked up on caffeine, you know, three coffees. Anyone have any fun summer plans while I'm waiting? Fun summer plans. Anyone going somewhere cool, neat? Yeah, hey, listen, Erica, that's totally cool. I don't want to put anyone on the spot. If it's if things are going well, that's fantastic. You going anywhere fun, Erica, this summer? And I think you were in Ontario, right, Erica, if I remember correctly? Yeah, okay, cool. See, if you live in Ontario, I used to live in South Florida, and I remember between October and April, I would say every three license plates was an Ontario license plate. sister-in-law's getting married. That's a big plan right now. Oh, awesome. Good. Hopefully some more fun. Destination wedding. Those are the best. Your in-laws, yeah. Yeah, destination weddings. The best destination wedding I went to, I think the marriage lasted like a year. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun. All right, any other questions? Anything that you'd like to talk through? Any brainstorming? There we go. Ruthie's got something here. Ruthie says, I suffer from feeling like I'm not doing enough when things start to relax. I want to relax. Email prospecting isn't really my thing, and I love all the inbound methods. I prefer them. But because things are relaxing, I'm not rushing from deadline to deadline, I feel like I should be doing it. So the question is, am I at that point to be okay with focusing on inbound techniques? Yeah, it's a great question, Ruthie. Let me bring you in. Hey, Ruthie. Hello.
Hey.
Do you feel guilty? Do you feel guilty that you maybe should be doing some other things?
Yeah, I guess so. And I mean, I'm sure people have it from like different, you know, different other experiences that they have. But like, as I just kind of referenced my Army background, but you know, there's always something to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
you know, like, I mean, when we were deployed, like your rifle could never be clean enough. So like, if there literally was nothing else to do, you could definitely clean your rifle, even if you cleaned it, you know, yesterday and you didn't fire it or anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I kind of feel like, you know, when I am rushing and I don't have any time to think about anything, like I feel like, okay, I'm doing all the things, I'm doing everything that I could be doing. And it's kind of battling with my desire of actually wanting to have more relaxed days. And so I see, you know, in this, in our group and in some of the other groups that I'm in, I see people talking about like all the email prospecting that they're doing, all the LOIs they're sending and everything. And I'm just like, I'm just going to write a blog post or something.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, I guess on one hand, I feel like what I'm doing is working for me, you know, like my big client I got last month, I got because I was on LinkedIn and posting and, you know, posting on other people's stuff. And he saw me there repeatedly. And that's why he reached out to me, you know, and he's paying the best I've ever, you know, gotten paid. And so like on one hand, I feel like that's working, but on the other hand, I'm like, oh my goodness, should I be doing more? Like, should I feel bad about that? Or, you know,
yeah, no, I'm with you. I get it. And here's why I get it, because, I have a lot of that in me too. So I get you. I don't know, have you taken personality tests?
Yes.
Okay. So, and does this all kind of align with the personality tests and results that you've gotten before?
Yeah, I guess. So I got kind of, off the beaten path results. I did one of those, what was it? The one with the four primary types, you guys probably
the temperament,
are.
The temperament one with the colors.
Yeah. It's got colors and there's four primary types.
Yeah.
And yeah, I got all the way in the like director type one and all the way in the intelligent communicator one.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes sense. Yeah. I bet that if you took the Enneagram, have you done the Enneagram?
I have. I'm an achiever. I'm a three.
Okay. I was going to say you sound like a total three. I'm a three as well.
Yes.
So, and I like the Enneagram a lot because it has more dimensions to it. I find that some of the overly simplistic ones are, yeah, I mean, you could put someone in a box. I get it, but it doesn't give you the nuances, which are really helpful. So from a three to a three, you should know that that's extremely common. That is your natural way of being. Like you just, it's hard for you to relax and because you always feel like you should be doing something else. Because of that, you have to work harder than most people to actually chill and to tell yourself, no, it's okay. There's a lot there, here's some things that work for me. There's a moment of your day when you can think clearly and objectively, and you can make decisions based on your values and what you want. There's another time of day when you're thinking irrationally. And the irrational thinking happens, like it's that. It's like, oh my God, I should be doing something else. I don't feel like I'm doing enough, okay?
Right.
So the thing to do is I want you to try to schedule and plan and design your days and weeks and all these things when you're in a better state. So for me, that's usually either early in the morning or on a Friday when I'm doing a lot of that planning. So I have certain days or times of days when my head is clear and I can think more objectively. And then that way, in the middle of the day, in the middle of the you know, kind of the battle, if you will, I don't have to, I know that that's not the best time for me to make these decisions.
Right.
So, and I'm pulling this up to see if I can share it with you guys. This isn't going to be entirely, I'll share it anyway. Let me see. This has been really helpful for me, and I actually have some training on this if you think it would help. I actually design my entire year now. And when I say design, I don't mean like every little aspect of it, but, I block out trips, vacation time, time to unwind, relax, recharge, because these are the things that have left to my own devices like that. They just wouldn't happen.
Wow.
Okay. So I take out the whole year. This is my whole year right here.
Uh-huh.
And I have this color coding system. So let's look at May. Okay. So May is, okay. So I recharged on the 1st because I just did this 2-day retreat, which Laura was a part of.
Super and, cool. You know, I saw her posts about it.
Yeah. It was awesome. It was awesome. But you know what? That takes a lot out of me.
Sure.
Because my introverted side like needs to recharge. I'm somewhere in between. So, this backpacking trip I planned like 2 months ago, with my son. Now we had horrible weather. We had to postpone it. This is pink. I'm going to get into the details, but that's some work related stuff. So guess what? Friday, I'm taking the afternoon off on the 10th. Mm. I'm getting a massage. Guess when I pre-scheduled that 2 weeks ago? If I don't schedule it, it ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? Because that morning I'll feel guilty. I'm like, I can't justify that. I shouldn't do that. Okay.
But because you scheduled it, you know, if you cancel it, then you could be taking business away from them because they left that spot for you.
Oh, and I won't cancel it. You're right for that same reason. In fact, I'll even go a step further. Now, guys, it's not about the massage. There's a lesson here. Anything that you know is good for you and you need to do, but you would normally, you'd feel guilty about, so maybe you would cancel or not do it the last minute, pre-schedule it. And do it in a way that you can't get out of it. So you know what I did? I joined, and it's this chain, Massage Envy. I became a member, so I pay him a certain amount every month, which gives me a discount. I can schedule my massages online. I schedule a few of them way ahead of time. And because I have this schedule, I can afford to do that. Okay. So that's that. And then at the end of the month, we're going to Florida.
That's
cool. And so anyway, all this is I wouldn't say scheduled necessarily in terms of like in my calendar, but it's pre-blocked.
Mm-hmm.
It does a few things though. From if you're planning trips, you can schedule things way ahead of time and get the best places at the best prices. Because you know, and I made this commitment. In fact, a lot of this was already blocked last November. So for people like us that feel guilty for being good to ourselves, we have to hack that. We know that about ourselves, therefore we have to overcompensate. And we have to schedule those times and these events and experiences in a way that it's hard to get out of them. We're going to schedule them ahead of time because we know right now that we're thinking clearly and objectively that that's the best thing for us. And we know how we're going to feel that week. We know we're going to feel guilty, but it's there.
Okay? Yeah. And I think doing something like this also, because it's like written down, like you said, if it's not written down or planned out, then it's not going to happen. It would help me feel less like I have a crazy amount of time if I'm remembering, oh, I am taking the afternoon off on Friday to do X. So the amount of work I actually have this week is really good to allow for me to do that thing that I've already scheduled, instead of feeling like I have so much free time and I should be doing more.
Exactly. Exactly. All those things could be that would be perfect for this approach.
Okay.
Time off, working on your business, because how many times do we feel guilty? Oh, I shouldn't be working on my business because I got these other things to do. Man, that's like the highest value activity, you know, to work on your business. Recharge, to do nothing, you know. So that was my goal, and I built up to it. I mean, if you see my days off here, like to like really recharge, were only one or two. Now I was building up to 2 to 3 days a quarter.
That's good.
And listen, because you know why? Because in my brain, I think at least, it's going to be really hard for me to do like a big bang from 0 to 3 days. Okay, fine. What do I believe I can do? Well, I believe I can do one. Let's start with one. Then let's do two. Let's do three. Okay. So I'm taking 3 days, and then I'm going taking my son whitewater rafting. You know. But again, if I don't schedule it, if I don't put it in here, it doesn't get done because the guilt factor. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's big picture. Okay. That's like scheduling ahead of time, making sure, putting it, structuring in a way that's hard for you to get out of it. The other thing is being objective, like on a micro level, day to day and week to week, making those decisions ahead of time, and then reminding yourself, okay, I know that Thursday when this time comes, I know I'm going to feel guilty, but that's okay. You're anticipating it. Right. But you made the decisions when your mind was clear. And then I think the third thing is just recognizing, okay, well, asking yourself, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel guilty about this right now? You know, is it, that's when the Enneagram and these personality tools can come in handy. I see them more as diagnostic tools than anything else. I don't like to use them as a crutch. Oh, well, I'm doing this because I'm this type. You know, that's a cop out.
Right.
But if you can work backwards, and that's when they come useful. It's like, why am I feeling really guilty? Why do I feel all this tension? You know, I wonder if it's because I'm built to like do stuff. I have to always be doing stuff. And if I know that about myself, then at least I can try to let it go because I know it's normal.
Yeah. That's right.
Does that help?
It does a lot. Thanks. I'm just gonna keep going with what feels right for my marketing. Like I will save email prospecting if I like lose a client and any money or something.
Listen, it's inbound marketing is fantastic. And just because you're not running full tilt all the time doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. I would rather get clients coming to me than work my tail off all the time to, you know, find people. Now, sometimes that's what you got to do.
Right.
You know, but if you're working on a system, as long as that's the other thing is you know that it's going to take time, but you've been planting those seeds. So you now shouldn't feel guilty that you are benefiting from that hard work that you've been doing over the past few months. You shouldn't feel guilty. That was the whole idea, right?
Right.
And it's okay. Sometimes, you know what? Sometimes it's a good idea to continue to do a little bit of outbound prospecting to supplement that. When you come across somebody, say, you know what? I would love to work for this organization. I'm going to take some time tomorrow to look them up, do a little bit of research, and see if maybe, you know, I can approach a couple of people there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's totally fine. But it becomes that and not as your main source of finding work.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Glad that helped. And of course, hopefully that helps some others in here. You know, even if you don't deal with, I think we all deal with some of this to some extent. So. All right, sister. Well, I got your back. Bella threes, we got to stick together.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff, guys. All right, so anything else? I'm in no hurry, so whatever you got, bring it on. Yeah, some great stuff, Erica. I love your point here. Sometimes, you know, and if you've been going full tilt for a while, that becomes your new normal. So when things finally slow down, meaning in a good way, then something feels off. You know, that's a very common thing. By the way, one thing that I'm finding, so now that I'm actually creating some room for myself, I'm finding that it's so easy for me to just start working anyway, you know? So what I have to do is I have to like actually write down some things I'm going to do that day. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. I don't have to necessarily schedule it other than things like a massage, for instance, but I have to go into the day with a list of things. Otherwise I'll forget. So that way I can resort to my checklist, if you will, and not just let the day kind of dictate where I'm going to go. All right, Kelly has a question here for my prospective meeting in June. Should I drop a line about a date or time in the last week of May or the first week of June? Yeah, let me bring you in. Hey, Kelly, how are you?
Pretty good, Ed. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good to talk to you. So is this the one where they said, hey, can we talk in June?
Right.
Okay. I would say, so many, you know, many times it depends. Like, I think if it's a cold prospect, like meaning like you, if it's somebody I've had some interaction with in the past, or a client, right? Somebody you've worked with in the past. I am not shy about saying, great, hey, let's put something on the calendar now so that, you know, so we don't forget. And that way it's there. Or let's pencil in a date.
Okay. Though this one was from the warm email prospecting, so.
Yeah. So there, I wouldn't necessarily do that with them. I'm just saying, just an FYI. I like doing that with people I have even just a small relationship with, because it increases the chances that it gets done. But if it's a cold prospect, it's kind of a big ask if it's so far away. So you're right. I think I would actually do late May for a couple of reasons. You don't know if they were thinking early June. And if you wait too long in June, then there's a risk that, you know, summer vacations and you know what I'm saying? So
right.
I would do late May, and I would do it. I'm looking at the calendar here. So the holiday here in the U.S. is the Monday, the 27th, Memorial Day. So I wouldn't wait till that week. I'd be tempted to do it the week before, like maybe the 23rd, Thursday, the 23rd.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm putting that in my to-do list right now. Thank you.
Yeah. And you know what I would say? It's like, hey, I'm reaching out. I know it's a little early, but you know, we're coming up on a holiday week and summer, so I want to see if we could pencil something in, put something in both our calendars, that kind of thing.
Okay.
For June, yeah. And by the way, people appreciate that. You know, it's I don't want you to feel that, you know, you might be pushy or being a pest or anything. People actually appreciate that, because you are helping them kind of stay on top of things that are important to them.
Great. Yeah, that was my fair. I didn't want to sound too pushy if I did it in May.
But yeah, no.
It felt like you pointed out, it felt like June would be like she'd get stuff on her calendar already, and so it would be harder to schedule something. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a typical scenario where our schools always end that weekend. So everyone takes off that last week of May, that Memorial Day weekend, week holiday. And then guess what happens the following week? They spent the whole next week trying to catch up. So that leaves you with only half of June at that point. Yeah. But you're reaching out in the middle of them trying to catch up. Which, what happens when you reach somebody in that state of mind? They're like, they can't even think about today, let alone next week, because they're so buried. So then you're unable. So it's better to do it before the storm, you know. And again, this might be somebody who doesn't, you know, they're not taking their vacation then. I've learned the hard way that, man, as you start approaching summer, it's very unpredictable.
That is true. Yeah. Everybody wants to take off.
Absolutely. Yes. In the first week or that last week, it's like, oh.
Ironically, that's when I'm going to have a good amount of time for doing everything else, because my client has been telling me, okay, it's going to start calming down in June.
Ah, okay.
So good.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. So you can plan ahead and, it sounds like you're doing the right thing, you know, doing the prospecting now.
Thanks.
Cool. Good luck, Kelly.
Thank you. Keep my fingers crossed.
There you go. Okay, cool. Keep us posted. All right. Let's see. Hey, let me do a quick check-in with you guys. What's been most useful or useful in the conversation? Let me know. Type in a capital V in the chat area. What's been good? Anything in here, even if it wasn't something you and I discussed, but maybe a conversation that I had with somebody else. Laura says, I love what you shared about scheduling time to recharge and keeping it as a priority. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad that resonated. So key, man. Self-care. Oh, so important. Between work and just like, especially if you have an introverted side of you, for those of you who have either are introverted or somewhere in there, I find that like I need me time. You know, like honestly, I know this sounds bad. I feel guilty saying it, but I don't want to be, I don't want to like have lunch with a friend sometimes. I just want a day or half a day just for me, just to go breathe something, go do a little shopping, like, you know, buy something that I like. I have no shame in going to a movie theater by myself. If nobody else wants to go, if I can't find somebody else, man, I'll go. I'll go see a movie. I don't care. Going out for a hike, going out to the driving range, hit some balls. Just to kind of clear my head, man, I feel like the rest of my life is so hectic and just so full of noise sometimes that, you know, a lot of blessings and I don't complain, but I need that. So if I don't schedule it, it just doesn't happen. Cool. Ruthie says scheduling time to recharge was useful. Great. Your year in advance planner, says Erica. Good. Kelly says, don't feel guilty about taking care of yourself or scheduling time for your own business. Fantastic. Yeah, I love it. Lee says, don't get attached to the outcome. This advice applies to many things. Oh, man, so true, right? It's a very Buddhist thing. I think we can all learn from that. It has nothing to do with religion. It's just the, you know, when you become attached to a specific outcome, man, that is the source of so much unhappiness in this world, you know? It's just like letting go. If you can let go, as hard as it is to do, if you can let go, you can be so much happier. Eric says, love seeing movies solo. Hey, listen, I'd like to go with somebody, but honestly, if like nobody wants to see it, you know, I'm good. I don't mind. We have a movie theater like 5 minutes from my house that's the Movie Tavern, and they do food there and drinks and, I mean, it's ridiculous, right? And they'll come, they'll bring it to you. It's a really comfortable stadium seating. That's fun for me. All right. Anybody else? Any questions? Anything we didn't talk about? Anything that you love to discuss, you've been holding out on? All right. So, hey, you already told me about some good takeaways, but I want to make sure you have at least one action item here. So based on what we talked about, whether it's something you heard or maybe it triggered something it reminded you of something that you really need to get moving on or start doing, what would be your top action item over the next week or two? Okay, give me something concrete, something that actually makes your to-do list, okay? Just type in an A in front of it. And let us know, what's your top action item from the discussion today? Erica says, I've been saying this for too long, but I've been busy with client work. So rewrite my web content. Ah, there you go. So that's a perfect schedulable, is that even a word? Item right there, Erica. So make an appointment with yourself. And if it's something you find that it's easy for you to blow off, then turn it into a micro item, or like I like to say, a gateway action. So something that's very easy to do. Many times it's just like, I know if I tell myself I got to rewrite my website copy, I'm going to keep pushing it. But the moment I say, okay, I'm going to map out the pages. You know what? That sounds easy. I will get that done. Or I'm going to just kind of mind map or outline with some bullets the homepage. You know what? That feels like something I can do. Now, if you tell me you got to write the whole web copy for the homepage, that seems hard. So I fool myself and I think of something really, really simple that I can do in 10 minutes or less. And sometimes I'll group three of these 10-minute tasks together to come up with a 30-minute block. As long as I've defined what I'm going to come up with in that 30-minute block, then it gets done. Kelly says, setting a reminder on May 23rd to reach out about date and time for prospect. Very good. Ruthie, my next blog post, driving on with my inbound methods. There you go, sister. Keep at it. Laura says, action items, stay focused on the rooms during my prospect call and keep the attitude that I'll just see if this is a good opportunity or not. Perfect. Here you go. Yeah, good, Erica. Glad that helped. It does seem like a bit much. Yeah, just a little trick to play with yourself. So if it's something that seems daunting, come up with a gateway action. So gateway action, just like a gateway drug, right? Something it's like it's easy to kind of slide you into something bigger. Except this is like a positive thing, not a negative thing. So what would that be? In my rule is for it to be a gateway action, it's got to be 10 minutes or less. I know it seems ridiculous, but every project or task can be broken down into a micro gateway action that's 10 minutes or less. And the whole idea is, how can I motivate myself to actually dive into it by fooling myself into believing that I just need to do this one simple thing? Lee says, next week while I'm at a conference, I'll schedule me time every day so I don't burn out. Oh, so important, right, Lee? It's like, man, especially at a conference, my goodness. Yeah, if you can like do the, you know, the tourist thing for a couple hours, and you know, go find a nice coffee shop, go get away. Like I sometimes at these conferences, man, I'll have to like really get away from that part, because it's like no matter where you go, everybody's there. Hide in my room. You could hide in your room. I like to take an Uber to a coffee shop that's like 10 minutes away so that I know I don't bump into anyone. But yeah, the room works. That's cool. Awesome, guys. Hey, great conversation. It was small, intimate. I love it. Great to see you got some good action items from it. We'll continue these conversations in the Facebook group. You guys have a great rest of the day, and I'll talk with you real soon.